This is kind of gross.
Dude.
In Plano, on Saturday morning, there was a mechanical failure at a Plano water station. That there was a valve that failed, and it was about 2:40 in the afternoon on Thursday, and then throughout Friday and into Saturday before it was repaired, that sewage, raw sewage, began overflowing. It was bubbling out of manholes, and it spilled into White Rock Creek.
Did you see the gallon total? This is... Okay, I want you... I want you to think of a gallon of milk. Okay? We've all seen a gallon of milk. Hopefully that was part of your daily life as kids, seeing that big gallon of milk.
Yes.
Now, how many gallons of milk, Dave, of sewage spilled in?
Well, roughly 500 gallons of sewage per minute and a total of 1.5 million gallons of doo-doo.
1.5 million.
Oh boy.
Spilled into White Rock Creek from Plano. And you know what this should be punishable by? You're out of the Metroplex. You're banned for life. Unacceptable.
Or we need to
out Plano?
We need
to
secede?
We need to put a dam on.
Now you're talking.
We need to put a dam on White Rock Creek and make them have a doo-doo lake in Plano.
Yeah.
Creek.
And they have to build houses around doo-doo lake.
So they're saying they don't know how much of the sewage flowed into White Rock Lake, but that they did, in an effort to dilute the spill, they ran fire hydrants.
They put green beer in it on Sunday to dilute it.
They ran some fire hydrants to dilute it, and then the heavy rain that followed on Saturday helped dilute it further.
Dilute doo-doo.
Yeah, so on Saturday, the Corinthian Sailing Club was going to have its annual regatta at White Rock Lake.
Oh, honey!
They decided to move it to Lake Ray Hubbard, as the club's commodore said, I would not want to fall into that water.
He's not a commodore, is he?
Commodore? Wait, okay, just because you sailed, do you have to use those stupid terms?
Does he have those things
terms?
On his shoulders?
Yeah, the epaulettes.
Commodore.
The Commodore of the Corinthian Sailing Club.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I'll get the Commodore. Wait right here.
Oh, it's so gross. Oh, you know what? Commodore Sailing Club, you know what you are? Soft.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, are you good at sailing or not?
Right.
Like, if you're good at sailing, you are not going to fall in the water.
Right. I remember a time when Jason Witten ran the length of the football field without his helmet on. And you can't sail in doo-doo.
Haven't you seen those, like, Old Spice commercials, though, where they're kind of hanging off the boat and their back is in the water a little bit? You know, it's doo-doo.
Yeah, but you want to sail or not?
Well, don't want to sail in doo-doo.
Well, that's not my problem.
Diarrhea.
You're a seaman of the sea. You have to take what's in it.
I know these are man-made lakes here, but not like that.
Did we, by the way, they did say that the city's water supply is safe to drink and use.
Yes.
What else did I
guess
say?
It didn't get into the water supply. Just got in the creek.
Don't worry. It's perfect.
Yeah, you're good. It's only 1.5 million gallons.
Only.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure it wasn't all doo-doo. It was probably like, you know, like gray water, like shower water or water from the sink. Just because it's sewage doesn't necessarily mean it's just like a log jam going down the creek.
No pun intended.
So to speak.
But you guys, have you ever removed the globule of hair that clogs up your shower?
Gross.
Gary, yeah. That's disgusting.
So that is part of it too.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe some Lando tissues.
Sir. Sorry, yeah. Lando.
Half of Lando's babies from White Rock Lake, whatever.
I live in Fort Worth.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Can't be me.
What lake has all
not
of
guilty?
What lake has all of Lando's unborn children?
Oh man, Lake Worth,
probably.
Speaking of Lando,
just little tiny men with beards,
little tadpoles with red hair and beards.
Right, eating beans.
Dave.
Well, days after 1.5 million gallons of raw sewage was dumped into White Rock Lake from Plano, environmental officials are monitoring the lake.
No.
Dallas City officials say they are going to assess the water quality from the White Rock spillway all the way back up to Frankfort Road. And also the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality is investigating the spill.
I got to tell you, so I'm a water straight out of the faucet guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I drink. This morning, after
brag.
It's really not. It just shows you how low rent I am. That I have a faucet.
Made of gold.
Must be nice.
Sink.
And a sink. But I did think about this. Like, is this a doo-doo water?
Yeah. It's like Idiocracy. Like,
and you drank it anyway?
Like water, like out of the toilet?
Kind of chunky.
Ew. Yeah, I drank it. Yeah, I did.
So yeah, we talked about how the leak from the water treatment plant in Plano was pumping 500 gallons of sewage a minute, totaling to 1.5 million gallons. But to further put it in perspective, when it finally was the leak was finally stopped on Saturday morning, it had been running for 38 hours.
Oh my God!
Goodness!
How can they not fix that?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, well, come on, man. Can't you just somehow turn a lever and it all shuts off? Like, I don't get it.
Now, a Plano spokesperson said, from our end, no additional monitoring or cleanup is needed.
Of course! It all went south!
Yeah.
To me!
It all went downhill. We're fine. All our doo-doo's gone.
I'm telling you, this is an unforgivable sin from a bird like Plano. They need... Something needs to happen to them.
A wall?
Yeah, let's...
Interesting.
Yeah, we need a wall.
We can go in, right? We can... It's a one-way... It's like a cat door.
Uh-huh.
Where there's one way in, but they can't come back to us.
Yeah.
They're done.
Yeah.
Their time is spent right there.
We're going to put a cat door on the tollway. We are still dealing with the fallout of the raw sewage dump from Plano into White Rock... Right...
Uh-oh.
White Rock Creek, which then made its
way... I'm not over it yet.
Which then made its way into White Rock Lake. And so we had told you earlier that the Corinthian Sailing Club had moved their regatta to Lake Ray Hubbard.
Yeah.
So, as of right now...
Did you approve of this?
As... What is the leader of the sailing...
the Commodore.
Commodore, yes. As the local Commodore of the White Rock Sailing Club, I do approve.
This is the news I've been missing until Community Quick Hit.
So crews are still working to somehow remedy the level of sewage in the lake.
Yeah.
But they don't know when water will be deemed safe. So right now, all water-based activities... You can never swim in White Rock Lake. It's not for swimming.
Your dogs do, though.
Yeah, dogs do. But right now, rowing, boating, fishing, kayaking, paddle boarding, paddle boating, or dogs getting in the water is not allowed at the lake, which is throwing a wrench into the plans of college rowing teams.
Oh, yeah.
Because a rowing team from Oklahoma City arrived for races scheduled for this weekend on Wednesday. They booked hotels months in advance. They're also expecting teams from the University of Texas and OU for scheduled matches against SMU's rowing team this weekend. And all of that is up in the air because they don't know if they're going to get the green light that levels of the water pollution are at an acceptable point by this weekend.
I'm going to let the OU team use my moat.
I would think you would. And that's an unfair advantage for them.
Yeah, right. That's like a home field advantage. Yeah, so, and they have the White Rock Boathouse.
Do you have your flag that says Sooners Welcome?
No, I thought you were going to say Sooner Rowing Team. Well, like I just have that, I have all the flags. They're very specific.
Yeah, just depending on the weekend.
Yes.
You raise it up.
Softball and okay, rowing.
Yeah, so they have the White Rock Boathouse. And so all of the high school rowing teams for local schools that somehow have a rowing team.
Dude, it's a huge deal. Like, if you live in the area, odds are that you have, there's little clubs. It may not be exactly part of your school, but there are clubs. Our buddy Omar, his daughter is part of a rowing team. Like, she, that's like a huge deal for her.
Well, they can't get out on the water, so they're just having to practice on rowing machines in the boathouse. How beaten is that?
For how long?
I mean, until they deem that the water is good.
Again, this is Plano. Dallas is having to deal with this. Like, we should either secede or be able to drop a nuke on them.
Wow.
Yeah. It's to that
feels a little harsh.
You're not allowed to run 1.5 million gallons of doo-doo into our city. I'm sorry. Without repercussions.
Yeah.
There's got to be something
done. How about we just... You know, you remember the Chinese balloon?
Yeah.
That flew over the United States?
Yeah.
We make a doo-doo balloon, and we fly it over Plano, and we just drop a load of doo-doo.
Yeah, this is going to start the great doo-doo war, because they could just drop it in a creek, and it all runs south.
You're going
to
return.
Yeah, we need to build the dam first to make sure it doesn't just run back into the lake after we drop it.
You're going
to
return the doo-doo to center.
Dang it! Yes, our giant... Like a mountainous amount of doo-doo.
It's just a giant water balloon filled with doo-doo.
And he goes right to the creek and right back to us.
Well,
and we're there with our whiteboard, like, scratching through that plan.
All right, get the T-shirt slingshot. We'll try that next. Just fired the doo-doo back over the wall.
Lastly, quick hit.
Here he is.
Dave.
So according to a memo from the city of Dallas on Friday, the levels of E. coli remained high on March 21st, 1 week after the spill into White Rock began. So as of Friday, E. coli levels were still dangerously high.
What have we done? What have we done to the city of Plano? What kind of reparations have we given them? Have we set up internment camps? What is going on? How do we punish the city of Plano for doo-dooing all over the city of Dallas?
I don't know. We have not crafted our response yet. However, as of Sunday, Dallas officials restored water recreation activities at White Rock Lake. They said that water samples were within normal pre-incident levels by Sunday. And so fishing, rowing, and boating activities were able to resume, and swimming for humans is not allowed, but the White Rock dog
the fish
park
are still allowed.
Yeah.
Where dogs were once again allowed to swim.
What if the fish get huge?
Like eating all that doo-doo?
Golly.
So, I don't know how we are going to make this right with Plano. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to seek retribution or maybe levy hefty fines.
How about this? None of their football or basketball teams next year are eligible for the playoffs.
Why are you so...
I think you need to write...
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't live here.
Why are you coming in so hot?
You don't consume the water.
Well, Miss Joe Plano didn't ask for that to happen. It was an accident.
I'm sorry.
He didn't control.
Well...
He filled up the doo-doo pipes so much that they burst.
Yeah.
Joe Plano is at fault.
You're punishing the kids for the dues of their fathers, though.
No, they're... complicit to everyone.
Yeah, I think you need to write a strongly worded email to the UIL.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the only penalty.
Something
that makes
needs
sense.
To happen. Maybe internment camps is a little aggressive.
It feels a lot aggressive. Just relax.
I think every family in Plano needs to dig a latrine in their backyard and doo-doo in that latrine for a month.
1 month. There you go. You have to take care of your own waste for 1 month, and you're not allowed to go in toilets. And if you do, there'll be a camera down there, and your toilet will explode on demand.
What about for the elderly people?
Or if you flush...
It's their fault for being so old.
Or we just need to... block all sewage lines.
Yeah.
So if they flush a toilet, it will just rise back up into their house.
Right.
Right.
Yes, doo-doo.
So here over the last couple of days, we've been in a bit of a war with the city of Plano. Because if you missed the story,
the Hardline Helpline,
White Rock Lake, and the tributaries, White Rock Creek in particular, were polluted as they were downstream from a sewer main break in Plano. And it was bad enough that 1.5 million gallons of raw sewage.
Raw.
Why do we have to put raw in front of sewage? What
well, because it could be treated sewage.
Uncut.
Uncut. So it made its way down and ended up in White Rock Lake. And then, of course, they shut the lake down and it's
for
a whole thing.
A week and a half.
Yeah, it's terrible. And so our stance on it is that Plano needs to pay for their sins.
Yes, we need reparations.
I would be careful about the our stance. As far as I can tell, it's your stance.
Well, you're in Plano's back pocket. You always have been.
Yeah. I just understand
Coppell and Plano are sister cities.
I just understand that a suburb's allowed to make a mistake once
Not
in a while.
Like this, sir. Not like this. This is inexcusable. You do not send your waste south to us. So, we were asking for some sort of payment plan. We thought about maybe disallowing all Plano high school sports in the playoffs next year.
Yes, or that all Plano families had to dig backyard latrines to use for a month.
Yes, to see how it really used to go down. Internment camps, we opened that up.
You did.
No disrespect.
None at all, Coach. None at all. All great ideas. But this woman, she's from Plano, correct?
You can assume by her tone.
Well, here we go.
This message is for Dave and Corby.
What?
Y'all need to get off of Plano's ass. That water treatment plant is owned and operated by the North Texas Municipal Water District. And while it may have been Plano's doo-doo, City of Plano does not operate that plant.
First of all, I'd like to thank her for identifying you two.
Wait, that was... Did you edit Bob's name out?
No. That's uncut.
She knows what's up.
Raw audio.
Second of all, I accept her point since she was willing to say doo-doo in her call.
Right.
Yeah, she does not dispute the ownership of the doo-doo.
Right, it's just...
The doo-doo can be traced over the Plano city lines.
But the thing is, I don't care who rides herd over whatever plant is involved in this.
Yeah, you entrusted them with your doo-doo.
Yes, and so that's your fault.
You made a contract with your doo-doo.
Yes.
Signed and sealed. That you did not live up to.
Can you imagine before we had sewers and things like that? Or even like the very first city planning and whoever came up with the idea of sewers. And I don't know what city...
The Romans?
First put that into effect, yeah. But just the concept of it.
I'm interested in your history podcast here. Let's go.
Well, I don't have much to say, but I do believe Dave is right. Like the... There was some...
All right, the city planners in Rome. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's flesh this out.
But then that made
aqueducts for dew.
That's right. Aqueducts.
And how do those work?
Well, the ducks would have packs of doo-doo, and they would swim down river.
It was like having a raven to deliver letters.
They would clock in and begin transporting the doo-doo out of the city limits.
Yes, they were aqueducts.
Right, the end. We solved it.
Slow all this down.
Aqueducts.
And that's the Hardlines history class for the day, kids. See you tomorrow at exactly this time.
But we take it for granted in like Slumdog Millionaire. You saw that recently.
I did. It's lovely.
You want to
accept that part?
Yeah. You want to explain how they handle that?
Well, it appears in India.
They doo-doo off a cliff.
They have little piers with outhouses at the end of the pier, as I can tell. And there's usually, at least according to this movie, which I think was a documentary, they have somebody watching over each outhouse who is charging a toll. So for a quarter, I'll allow you to use this outhouse. It's at the end of a pier, and really all it is a privacy wall. So then you can sit on the piece of wood or whatever, and then behind it, out exits the refuse and right into the water. And so in Slumdog, the young man saw the movie star adjacent near, I don't know, was it a helicopter or something? But the Indian movie star.
Yeah, Bollywood star.
The Bollywood star landed, and everyone was excited he was there, but our young protagonist was stuck in the outhouse. Somehow the door got stuck, and so he had a decision to make. Do I miss my chance to meet this famous movie star, or do I exit through the gift shop and dive into the doo-doo to then get to shore and then get my autograph?
And he chose option B,
did he not? He chose this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And surprisingly, if you are covered with refuse, the crowd's part actually, it's a very advantageous move because nobody wants you near them.
And didn't he run right up next to the guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the crowd just cleared right out and he was able to get his doo-doo stained autograph.
Well, if only Plano had such a luxury. Well, the war continues. I will not lay down my sword quite yet.